This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada. 95.7 Element FM, I'm Tanner Isaac, and in case you missed it, residential school survivor Geraldine Shingoose is calling on other survivors to preserve their experiences for historical purposes before all records are destroyed. Survivors who have made an alternative dispute resolution or independent assessment process claim have an option to preserve their records for personal purposes or for educational purposes with the National Center for Truth and Reconciliation. Shingoose is one of the 28 survivors who have opted to preserve her records and shares the importance of this decision.
One of the main reasons is, I would say, is that the federal government is not making it public or known to survivors. That deadline's coming up in September 2027. And, you know, it's, I don't think survivors are aware. Like, you know, a lot of them are, like, you know, they don't go online. Like, you know, they don't have access to the computer or it's not made public.
By allowing access to these stories, denials about the reality of residential schools can be prevented, ensuring that the truth of Canada's history remains clear for generations to come.
You know, people need to know, and you hear people denying residential school and what happened in residential school. But if they were able to access those stories, then they'd know, like, you know, the real truth of what happened in there.
For residential school survivors who have made an IAP or ADR claims for compensation, visit myrecordsmychoice.ca to find more information on how to preserve your records for personal purposes or educational purposes.